Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm also joined by my co-host, Lucky Pires. We are in our studios on www.goforgold.lk as we bring you all the latest news you need to note down from the sporting world. We start off with our top story. Argentina have qualified for the finals and they'll play against Spain in the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Because a short while ago, they have beaten England by 2-1. And in Harare, Zimbabwe have won the first T20 against Bangladesh by 32 runs. And up in Belfast, in the bilateral women's one-day series, West Indies versus the Irish, the West Indians have won the third and the final T20 game by 64 runs and given the Irish a whitewash by 3-0. Here in goal, Sri Lanka versus India, a high-scoring youth test match now in progress. Let's take a look at the details. Argentina beat England by 2-1 and have qualified for the finals, which they'll play against the Spanish. England got an early lead, but the cardinal mistake they made, though, they were trying to defend that score and against very good strikers in football, which Argentina did have. They made a mistake by trying to defend and not attack. And then Argentina got the better of the English. So basically what the experts state is that England got it wrong or made a cardinal error. So congratulations to Argentina. They've won the game. That's all that matters by 2-1. And they will meet Spain in the finals of FIFA World Cup 2026. Go down to Harare, Bangladesh versus Zimbabwe, the first T20. Zimbabwe batting first made 170 for the loss of 6 wickets. Top scorer was Brian Bennett, the opener, 44, and Ryan Butt, he made 30. For the Bangladeshis, Nahid Rana, always among the wickets in recent times, 4 wickets for 26. But the Bangladesh batting completely flopped because they were bowled out in the 19th over for just 138 runs. Yasir Ali, 54. And then for Bangladesh, the two seamers, Richard Engrava, 4 for 26, and Blessing Musambarani, looking very good these days, 4 for 17. So congratulations to Zimbabwe. Right, into the Belfast land in Ireland, West Indies versus the Irish, the women's third ODI. West Indies won by 64 runs. Batting first, they made 256, bowled out. The top scorer was Stephanie Taylor for the Caribbean. She made 105. And the bowling was Pendergast, Dempsey and Jane McGuire took 2 wickets each for the Irish. But sadly, Irish fell short. They were bowled out in the 44th over just for 193 runs. Gabby Lewis was impressive with 50. Leah Paul made 32 and Amy Hunter 30. For the Caribbean girls, it was Karishma Ramarak, 3 for 37. And Amy Fletcher, always among the wickets these days, 3 for 33. Let's go down to goal, take a look at the youth test. Big scoring game, and today is the fourth and the final day's play. Right, Sri Lanka, remember, batting first, 424 for 9 declared. India came with a very healthy overnight total of being 186 for no loss, with Ravi Chandani batting on 93 and Sek Vivet on 87. Yesterday, India ended the day 378 for 3, and some of the experts or people who did not know what happened might think that India had a very slow approach. No, that is not the true story. There were 2 intermediate stops due to the wrath of Mother Nature. So 378 for 3, they still trailed by 48 runs. Ramin Chandi, the overnight batter who was 93, made 196, not out, and is still at the wickets. Sagar Virek, who made 87, was out for 134. So the Indians are 378 for 3 in reply to Sri Lanka's 424 for 9. Let's see what happens on day 4. Well, that's about wraps up our show for today. We thank you for being in our company. Hope you did enjoy our presentation as much as Lakit and I enjoyed bringing it to you. Have a blessed day. Spin you a couple of songs. See you again tomorrow at the same time.